Hey y'all, it's your girl Kinsley. On today's episode, we're going to talk about goal setting.
Welcome to 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard...
3, 2, 1, let's go!
Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen. A lot of clients come to me, and when I ask them what they want to accomplish, they'll say to be healthier. And even though that's a great lifestyle, you know, it's great to be healthy, feels awesome, looks awesome, etc., it's not super attainable, right? Because what does that mean to you?
It means something to everybody, right? It's a little different for other people than it is for, you know, a dude in his 50s versus somebody in their late 20s or 30s.
Right, exactly. So that's not a specific enough goal.
Because for me, healthy would be being active and mobile and maintain some functional strength, getting up and off the ground and going upstairs and being able to haul stuff around the house. That is a great strength goal for me and a fit goal, you know, as well as going to my doctor's office, having a series of heart tests and having them all come back normal. For me, that is healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that is so awesome that your scans all came back flying colors. And, you know, that's another really good point. Like, depending on who you ask, not only like from person to person, but from type of doctor to type of doctor, they're going to explain healthy differently. So I want to help our listeners set some better goals. It's March, right? So how are your New Year's resolutions going, Mike?
I'm rolling. CK, I am rolling.
Oh, heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What were some of your New Year's resolutions you set?
It was my version of continuing is the word I'm trying to say. My health journey. Getting better than I was the day before. Part of that is consistency over time and getting time under tension, which are timeless principles that Coach Kinsley has preached to me over the years and that I've taken to heart because I've really seen results. And so really, that was number one in continuing this and setting goals for the new year was that. Long-term goals for me, I'd like to be able to bench, deadlift, sort of any weight that would equal my body weight. And for me, if I ever got to that point, then I would feel pretty good about what I've been doing over the last few years. Recently, I did calf raises, and I did calf raises with my body weight, and that's sort of the first time I've done something in that realm. Long way to go on a lot of other stuff, but one thing at a time, right, Coach?
For sure, one thing at a time. When you're saying that they're long-term goals, it's really good to have goals that are harder, right, more challenging. But for people that are just starting out on their fitness journey, if you don't make a goal that is achievable, you're going to be disappointed. And if you're disappointed, you're probably going to quit. A lot of people have started and stopped many programs, fitness programs have started and stopped many different diets, and it's usually a problem with the goal, right? So going back to goal setting, you got to set what they call a SMART goal.
SMART goal? Is that, does it move with me or is it smarter than me? What kind of goal am I setting for a SMART goal?
So each of these letters is going to stand for something. S is for specific, M, measurable, A, achievable, R is relevant, and then T is time bound. And all of these are important for getting a good goal. So, for example, I will lose 8 pounds in 2 months by tracking my macronutrients. That is a solid, attainable, relevant, time bound, measurable, specific goal.
Check out our macronutrients episode.
So that goal is specific and measurable in the sense that it's 8 pounds, right? You don't just say lose weight, because then how will you be happy if you don't have a specific amount set, right? And then 8 pounds in 2 months is achievable because it is reasonable, especially for someone that's overweight, to lose about 1 pound per week. And then relevant, the R in SMART, that is essentially your why, right? That's where mindset and motivation really gets involved. Why is this goal relevant to you? Why 8 pounds? Why 2 months? You know? And This is actually my goal. that's why I'm using it. And why 8 pounds? Because that's going to get me to what I call my comfy weight. I gained some healthy relationship weight is what I call it over the holiday season. So I'm about 8 pounds out. And 2 months, you know, it's March and then April. So we'd be hitting around spring, summertime.
So you lose the 8 pounds by summertime, still in a happy relationship. All achievable within the goals that you set for macronutrients. Do you have any fitness goals tied to the 8 pounds?
Well, it's just like, for sure, there are fitness goals as well. Goal setting, I think it's better to be more specific, right? And that's why I'm specifically saying by tracking my micronutrients, because my workouts are already my habits. So that's not something I personally need to set a goal for, because it is very natural for me to hit workouts 5 times a week. But my macronutrients, I get lazy about. I go through seasons of tracking and not tracking. So I know that this is where my struggle is, and therefore that's where my goal should be set. And going back to it being achievable, 8 pounds is not just realistic in 2 months in the sense that someone that's overweight, it can safely lose 1 pound per week, but also because I have been that weight before. I feel like a lot of people will come to me with a goal weight that they've never been before. And so how do you know that that's achievable? And that also goes back to relevant. How is that number important to you? So I think when you're setting a goal, especially if it is in regards to weight loss, you need to think about, when did you feel your best, right? When were you optimal functioning for you? Of course, I'm not talking about the teenage years. Let it go. Be reasonable.
Actually, Coach, my teenage years, I was way heavier than I am now. So, yeah, I'm not going back there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My journey has been remarkable in its length and its motivation and its knowledge. I have learned so much about macronutrients and fitness and high intensity, or what is it?
High intensity interval training.
Thank you, Coach. High intensity interval training and free weights versus machines, learning about hydration, all of it put together over a long period of time. I am at a weight now. You want to go back before high school. For me, we're talking like eighth grade. You're subtracting a whole bunch of years off my life to get back there. So I am in no way, shape, or form ever going to go back to where I was. And that's with taking everything that I've learned over the years and just continuing it. That's why I said at the beginning for my New Year's resolution was just to keep going on my journey. And as you stated, Coach, you know, working out for me is something that is just within what I do every day. I'm either working out or I'm doing recovery from workout so that I can work out again. Now I'm to looking at, you know, I want to hit a bench to a certain weight, and that's my own body weight. Which, you know, a few years ago, that would have been a lot heavier than it is now. So I think it's achievable. As you said in our SMART list, I just really believe in consistency over time, time under tension, and getting to that mindset from when I started with you, Coach. It took a long time, but I was committed to it. As we talked about in my client story, you know, I started with just walking every morning.
Yeah, mindset is everything. Your thoughts are the most powerful tool that can hurt or help your goals. 100%. Your mindset, 100%. I feel like you are in the kind of the second phase of goal setting. So goals are good for setting your direction. You're hoping that this goal turns into a new routine or a new system, because your routines, those small changes that you make every day, that's where the lifestyle gets changed. That's where your identity gets changed. And you're not going to keep doing something unless you identify it. Mike, you are an athlete now.
I'll go with that.
This is your identity.
I'll take that on.
You train.
I do.
You know?
I do. And I don't skip. I don't want to skip. I go when I'm grumpy. I go when I feel good. I go when it's 75 degrees out for the first time ever. Before, you know, I'd go drive out for lunch and go somewhere out to get lunch, come back with my windows down, singing to whatever I sing to. Now it's just, for me, it's like, oh, great. It'll be a nice walk to the gym. it's hard for me to not want to stay in that. But that's only because I kept at it and at it and made it a habit. What once you cross that line of making it a habit, whatever your motivation, for me, it was to get healthier. And then part of that was I had a damn good coach who kept me accountable. She kept feeding me little tips on nutrition, on form, on lifestyle. And that for me was the key to this because I brought the motivation, the want to.
I want to highlight your motivation. Your motivation was bigger than get healthy. Your motivation was so, so much bigger than that. And if you go back and listen to Mike's client story, you had people that you were close to die. Your why was life or death. You took it very seriously. That was extremely relevant. Get healthy is not relevant enough to make the changes that you have made, Mike. Like, give yourself credit. You are at peak fitness. You said the best weight, the best health, the best capability you have ever been in with your life. And it's because you took this why and you stared it right in the face and you got to work and you stayed working. And now it's fun.
It is. It is fun. And the fact that I get to talk to you about it still, you know, it just reinforces everything that I've done over the years, even with my new coach, Trainer Nick, shout out. It's such a mindset now. I wish, you know, you could bottle up where you go from, oh man, I don't want to work out today, and then not working out, to, oh man, I don't want to work out today, but getting up and going anyway, going anyway.
That mindset and that attitude is so powerful, even beyond the gym. You cannot let your mood, your emotions determine your actions. And this is in the gym, this is at your work, this is with your children, this is with your spouse, this is every single part of life. I really feel like everything that you're talking about that kept you going with the gym has improved every part of life. Call me biased, but...
I would agree, coach. And, you know, I got that from myself. I got that from you, understanding your journey in your client story, going from being a trainer to running a gym and being a nutrition coach and just all of it. You're an impressive person who leads by example. I think I've always said that. Best coach ever. And I'm not playing. Another example of that, coach, you just told me about the weekend you had. There's a little vehicle mishap, but you're still here. We're doing the record. We're going to put out this episode. It's going to be good. And that's because you set the goal of getting this done. We got it done. And we're going to get it out in Germany, Russia, Ireland, United States.
Dominican Republic. Hey. Bien.
Mom, shout out.
I hope that everyone feels inspired to continue those goals. It's March. Those New Year's resolutions, I know they're getting hard, but maybe it's time to pivot. Maybe the goal wasn't set well. Maybe it needs to be a smart goal. Maybe it needs to be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Time-bound has made a really big difference for me. I don't set New Year's resolutions. I set 90-day resolutions. So I treat my personal goals almost like a business. Like I got quarters. And so that time-bound, it could really, really help you out. You know, if 2 months feels too big, do one. If 1 month feels too big, do 1 week. Hear me out. If 1 week feels too big, do 1 day and set new goals every single day. Today, I will eat 120 grams of protein by tracking my macronutrients.
So, coach, I know we just talked about my nebulous goal, my general goal of being healthy, and you pointed out where places where I was very specific and very intentional in how I approached that. What if somebody's goal was to be healthy, but they didn't know how to start that?
So if you're not sure what being healthy means to you, you are sure that you feel unhealthy. Start there. Write down your habits. You don't even know what you're eating now to change it, but you know that you don't feel good. So what did you do when you woke up? Did you get on your phone or did you drink water? And then write down your food. And once you have these unconscious habits written down, then at the end of the day, you can decide, do I consider this healthy? Do I consider this unhealthy? You need to be aware. You need to make your current habits obvious so that you have the knowledge to be able to change them. If you say that you want to be healthier, but you're not sure what you're doing that's unhealthy, you can't set a goal. Were there any habits that you didn't realize that you had?
a bad health habit was going to a fast food restaurant and getting a breakfast every day, whether or not I was hungry, because it was just my bad habit. And over time, I realized I really wasn't that hungry. And I didn't really need to eat the breakfast sandwich, the hash brown, the diet soda, and the donut. What? Sometimes you think, oh, the donut, yeah, that was unhealthy. And so I cut out the donut. No, I need to cut out that entire greasy, fatty breakfast. And when I did that, when it came to my lunchtime workout, I felt so much better. When I started with Coach, we were working out at 5:30 in the morning. I didn't feel like stopping and getting that fast food breakfast. I know there was a consequence to that. And then I think, why did I wake up at 5:00 in the morning and go put myself through that, thanks, Coach, only to sit and eat this thing? I mean, come on, get it together. I just assumed that that was a healthy habit, just to have breakfast. No, it's the kind of breakfast. So that was one of my many bad habits at the time, Coach. What about Coach Kinsley? Did you have any bad habits that you had to break to get where you're at now?
Yes. I am at the point right now where I'm very aware of what I do, and I do believe that every single choice matters. But there was a while towards the beginning of me taking it more seriously and not just being an athlete, where I would work so hard during the week, Monday through Friday, locked in, flying colors. Then on the weekend, I would just destroy my goals. I wouldn't stay focused. I would just have a good time, eat whatever I want, drink whatever I want, act like it didn't count. And after doing that for long enough, being frustrated that I wasn't getting results from my hard work, that's where I started really getting into the numbers, right? And again, it goes back to like, you need to be aware. So I was realizing like how many calories, how much of a surplus I was at the end of the week because of 2 days of poor choices. And that's the thing about once you are tracking your macronutrients and your caloric intake is that one day is important. Every day counts, but you can't lose a pound in a day, right? You can't gain a pound in a day, but in a week, you sure can. So at the end of the week is more important than what's going on at the end of the day. And when I looked at it that way and realized that I was fighting against myself thanks to my habits, I made a goal to change it.
All right, Coach Kinsley, hit the highlights for us.
Our highlights. So when goal setting, they need to be SMART, which means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And while you're setting and achieving these goals, stay aware of your current habits and your mindset. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@coachkinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, coachkinsley.com. And also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.